Port of Seattle Commissioner Rob Holland has announced he's resigning on March 15th. That's 8 months before his term expires. The announcement from the port said that Holland was leaving for other professional opportunities, but his resignation does come just a few days after a Seattle Times story on some of the problems that arose from Rob Holland's 3 years as a port commissioner. Seattle Times reporter Emily Hefter did those stories. Emily Hefter, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
You looked at three different issues, and one was Holland's misuse of Port of Seattle credit cards. What did he do?
Well, that came out in an audit of sorts a couple of years ago that he used his port credit card for some personal expenses.
And among them, I noticed that there was a suitcase that he just said that he didn't have time to go to his folks' house to get, so he just purchased it on the credit card, and that was a disallowed expense.
Yeah, the port credit card is for business meetings and business travel, and he broke his suitcase on his way out of town to go to Korea and went and bought a new one. He also used it to buy alcohol, which isn't allowed with public dollars, and magazines at the airport, things like that that aren't allowed under the port's policies.
Emily Hefter, you were also reporting on some tension between Holland and port staff and colleagues. It seems from reading your reporting that Holland felt disrespected.
Yeah, he seemed to have a hard time getting along with not just his colleagues on the port commission, but also with some of the staff in the office and the main port staff, like Teo Shitani, the CEO. I got a lot of his emails, and as I was reading through them, there was sort of a hot and cold personality that he had where he would lash out in emails at people, and then they were getting along for a while, and then it would happen again.
Your reporting also recounted some of Holland's personal financial issues and his business involvement with a man who was a level 2 sex offender convicted in 2006 for dealing and possessing child pornography. Did you get a chance to ask Rob Holland about that business association?
I talked to him about it just a little bit before the story was published, and he didn't want to talk very much about it. He said he doesn't remember how he met this guy whose name was Alec Lebedev. But they had three businesses together. Two of them were nonprofits that were sort of work placement programs, and they also had a wholesale green fuels business together.
Now, your story last weekend, it was the first that I saw with any of these issues having to do with Port Commissioner Rob Holland. Why did this story go unreported for so long?
You know, I don't know. I reported in November about a proposal Rob Holland had that was kind of controversial to hire interns for the Port Commission to have help them do their jobs, phone calls and scheduling and things like that. And that was controversial, and as I got into it, I discovered this sort of tension with staff and requested some emails, and then just started working on basically a profile. I sat down with Commissioner Holland and talked to him about his uncertainty about running for another term. He was feeling really frustrated, and as I looked into his background, I just found all these different legal and financial issues.
You know, the port just said that Rob Holland's going on to other professional opportunities, but the timing coming so shortly after your story looks from the outside to not necessarily be coincidental. Do you have any insight into that?
I don't. I haven't talked to Rob Holland since the story ran, and so I guess I just can make the same connections that you are, but all I have is what was in that press release from the port.
So now the port's got two vacancies. They're also trying to fill Gail Tarleton's position. Will that be soon, or could the Port Commission be making decisions with only three commissioners instead of five?
Well, they're pretty a long ways into the appointment process for Gail Tarleton's seat, so it looks like they'll be able to combine the two. They've already narrowed down the applicants to six finalists. They're all women. And they say they're just going to choose two of them early next month instead of one.
Thank you very much for your time, Emily Hefter.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Emily Hefter is the Seattle Times reporter who did that story about Port Commissioner Rob Holland. He's announced that he's going to be resigning on March 15th.